You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner of Talkline Communications. This is your host, Kosher Guru, on The Nosh. It's another great week, another great episode, and we're back with more amazing kosher news, restaurant news, fun news, so much news, and so many experiences to talk about. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in this evening. We have an entire amazing show lined up. So much to talk about, so much to go over, so let's get right into it. I am Kosher Guru, and Team Kosher Guru consists of our CEO, David Mossberg, our CFO, Dovi Weider, Spielberg, the one and only Yossi Axelrod, who makes everything happen and creates and does and puts everything everywhere that it belongs. I guess that's what the builder is, Yossi Axelrod. And our new team member, Avi Lang, who has taken over our website and email marketing division. Welcome aboard. It's such a pleasure having you and so many great things coming. Also, I mentioned email marketing. To stay in touch with us and updates in the entire Jewish kosher scene, go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, and get our weekly emails. Our website is www.thekosherguru.com. Sign up, visit. We have amazing new recipes up, amazing new blog posts up. Take a look. Also, don't forget to read my weekly article in Whisk by Ami Magazine, which is their kosher, of course, kosher is their food magazine. It's the largest weekly magazine in the world for the Jewish market. Always take a look at news chips in the Whisk section. Follow us all over social media, of course, on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru, and take part in our amazing Twitter conversations using hashtag DoYouGuru. Facebook, our Facebook page, Kosher Guru, and of course, our Facebook foodie group, Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. We exceeded 7,000 members this week and growing, an amazing milestone. So many people participating, sharing kosher news, events, asking questions, recipes, their blogs. So much kosher sharing going on, so much news sharing going on. It is amazing. YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's so much fun. A lot of great videos. Of course, you know, it's Kosher Guru. You go to YouTube, type in Kosher Guru, I come up. And of course, so many great videos. Thinking, what else is there? What else is there? Follow us. Our website. Yes, we are the leading kosher media marketing company out there. And talking about media marketing, I'm going to tell you some great news in just a second. But media marketing, go to www.thekosherguru.com. Take a look at our consulting page because we are the biggest and best kosher consultants in the industry. You read everything we do. We help so many people create, market, brand, bring to market, help their dreams become a reality. Contact us today. You can email me, and I get hundreds and thousands of emails a week, guru@thekosherguru.com. We have an amazing blog, recipes, updates. The website was totally redone. Thank you, Avi Lang. Take a look. Lots of news coming out. But first, this news. Social media management. It's our newest venture. GuruMarketingLLC.com. Go take a look. www.GuruMarketingLLC.com. We have become the leader in social media management. So many restaurants, so many companies, so many retail brick and mortar stores have hired and taken us on. We have so many new clients. Thank you. I can't really mention everybody here, but thank you, everybody, where we will manage your social media. It's who we are. It's what we do. We're often imitated, yet never duplicated. We are the original in the kosher scene, the original guru. Of course, that's why I'm the kosher guru. Make sure you take a look. Make sure you try us out, be in contact with us. Go to our social media management marketing website. That's GuruMarketingLLC.com. Contact us, be in touch with us. We'd love to have you on board.
Just got back from a crazy, 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 crazy week. But first, we're going to take a touch a little bit on our pet peeve. One of our pet peeves, say a lot of people talking about it. I'm getting it from the other end. What do I mean by the other end? Restaurateurs, owners saying, "Guru, it's enough." So many people complaining yet they don't understand the industry. They don't understand what goes behind the scenes. Everyone complains, "I called up, they didn't have my order, they couldn't take my order, I'm too busy." Yes, not every restaurant, not every place could bend over backwards to please every single person, because we all do know the customer is not always right. Not that this will end pet peeves, not that this will end customer complaints or service issues or anything else, but please, put on the shoes of the owners of the restaurants for just a second. Put their hat on. Step into their feet. Understand the pressures that go into a daily, daily grind of working almost sometimes 20, 24 hours a day, if not round the clock. You know, people get a break here, a break there, to make fresh, delicious food, to take care of everyone, to make sure that everyone is happy. It's a lot. There's a lot of work going on. It is a lot. It takes a lot. It's sad that not everybody understands that. But maybe I'll make a video and we'll do a little interview on what it takes to make everybody happy, the daily grind. But as customers, let's just say thank you. Sometimes everybody works in the food service industry. It's hard. It's crazy. There's so much going on. And understand that stuff happens. Okay, we'll touch more about this another time, but just keep in mind we're leaving this pet peeve open to counteract both sides. If you want to get involved, email me, tweet me, whatever it is, message me. Let's get involved. Okay, awesome. Next week is the Bon and Oak event. Now, the Bon and Oak event, which we helped create and make a success last year, is doing another event. It's Brooklyn's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Go to bonandoak.com to get your tickets. It's going to be at the Greenpoint Terminal Market. There are so many bourbon distilleries coming, breweries. So many restaurants are going to be involved, from Bison and Bourbon to Bordeaux, Banner Smoked Fish. Some great fishes. Go to their website. Tickets are going to be sold out. There is a special discount code. So if everyone's listening tonight, it's all lowercase. GURU10. GURU10 is the discount code. Make sure that you go, you type it in, you get your discount, get your tickets. Meet me and let's chill at Bison and Bourbon next week in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Have a great evening. A great, great time. Also, want to discuss that I was at last week at Citron and Rose Market in Tavern. Citron and Rose Tavern and Market, sorry, that just opened up in Bala, Kenwood, Pennsylvania. It's 261 Montgomery Avenue. I met with the owner, met with the chef. His interview is going to be on after our brief break. It was great. The history of the place that they took over, this old world tavern, the way it was designed, the court, like you're coming into your own home. You feel so at home. The food was all tavern style. Nice plates, nice sandwiches, great food. You know, worth a day trip down to Philadelphia. Great ambiance, really nice chill. If you live down there or you're passing through, definitely check them out. Had a great, great time. And we're going to hear from the owner soon with a great interview. And you're going to hear all about Citra and Rose Tavern Market and the community down in Bala, Kenwood, Pennsylvania. Also, this week, today's Tuesday, not Wednesday, but Thursday, is the one and only Whiskey Jubilee. Whiskey Jubilee tickets are on sale. There might be a few tickets left. I do know it's almost sold out. But once again, another discount code for Guru Nation. All capital words, Kosher Guru. Sorry, all capital letters, Kosher Guru, for your discount if you want to buy tickets. It's Whiskey, WhiskeyJewBillee.com. That's WhiskeyJewBillee.com. Check it out. Check out their shows. They have shows in Chicago, Seattle. This is Whiskey Jubilee, New York. That's going to be fantastic and amazing. Every year, Whiskey Jubilee puts the shindig together for you. This shindig is going to be amazing. the drinker of drinks, the admirer of eight spirits. So many liquor, so much liquor there. It's a festival for all lovers of whiskey, not just our Jewish friends, but everybody is going to be there. Whatever your faith, you're always welcome to join them as they gather up the industry's biggest talent for a whiskey event you'll never forget. And food catering by Ari White of The Wondering Q will be there. Serving up some amazing barbecue for everybody to enjoy. A lot of provisions by my friends from Grow and Behold Foods. Some meats from them. Gonna be amazing. Hopefully, I will greet everybody there as well. And if you're looking from July 4th weekend to Labor Day weekend, if you're looking for a great place in upstate New York to spend midweek or weekends with kosher food, Minyanim, a great program, my friends over at Destinations by Yossi Zablocki is doing kosher programming all summer long at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York. Yes, Ellenville, that's right. That's where I spent Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. They had a great Pesach program. They had Shavuos, major successful program that we just had with great food, three meals a day, tea rooms, hospitality, Torah Mayu, Arab Shabbos, Malava Malkas, entertainment. Check out Destinations613.com. Call them up to make a reservation or get rates. It's 845-794-6000. Tell them the Kosher Guru sent you. You're going to have a great and amazing experience up at Honors Haven. Also, this past Sunday, I spent all day in Lakewood, New Jersey. At dinner, had a great meal with my friend Joseph Mutterpearl from Southside Sandwich and Smokehouse. If you've never been there, go check it out. There's going to be a new video getting to YouTube of my time with him the other night. It's going to be amazing. But I spent all day at the Gourmet Glot in Lakewood, New Jersey. We had a demo tasting in the morning for Meal Mart, came out with a brand new line of sausages. Their hot Italian, Mexican chorizo, their Bavarian style knackwurst, their Polish sausage, all fantastic products. It was a major success. Thank you everybody who came down and met with me and schmoozed with me and took selfies with me. It was great. And later that day, and the products are amazing, so grilling season is upon us. Check out the Meal Mart sausages today. Pick them up. Also, Sonny and Joe's was doing it for them, of course, a tasting in the evening at the Gourmet Glot in Lakewood, New Jersey for their all new homestyle hummus. That's on sale. So if you're listening down in Lakewood, New Jersey, you're tuning in, go get it. It's on sale at the Gourmet Glot in Lakewood, New Jersey. Fantastic product, fantastic people. You're going to love it. We had a great time. I want to thank everybody who came and enjoyed and tasted. It was fantastic. I mean fantastic. Really, we're almost at the end of our first half of the show. We had so much to talk about, so many things going on. I want to thank everybody who really tuned in to this great episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. We are going to be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more. Holy cow, Glot Kosher Charcuterie and Sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glot Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name.
Now you can have the most updated phone service using the latest technology with no equipment to purchase, maintain, and upgrade as technology changes. JiveTel is a customer-focused phone provider using the latest technology to handle all your phone needs. JiveTel's hosted phone cloud system with virtual receptionist and over 30 free additional features provides you with the best phone service on the market today. Their amazing customer service is always ready to help you. It just can't be beat. TalkLine uses JiveTel, and we highly recommend you do as well. For more information, please call 855-444-JIVE. That's 855-444-JIVE. Online at JiveTel.com. JiveTel, phone service made easy.
And
And we're back. Another segment, another great episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. I want to thank Holy Cow Kosher Crafted Charcuterie for sponsoring this segment once again. I can't wait for you guys to come out watching and following and seeing everything behind the scenes. It's going to be fantastic. I know you're a little delayed, a few months behind. Thought we'd have it now in time for Memorial Day in the summertime. But once again, we thank you so much for being a sponsor and can't wait to taste and see everything that you guys are going to come out with. And thank you once again for your sponsorship. This past week, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, I had the opportunity of going down. Yes, I left the New York City. I left my bubble to go down to Philadelphia. Now, I'm not going to pronounce it right, so I'm going to say Philadelphia. There's so many different areas and the suburbs and everything else. We went with the CFO. We took Long Island Railroad. We went to Penn Station. We got on an Amtrak, went to Philadelphia, called an Uber right there, traveled through Philadelphia, and ended up at the all-new Citra Rose Tavern. OMG. Let me tell you, tavern is what you have to focus on. You walk in the doors, the place is insane. You really feel you're transported back to an early 1900s tavern that met 2017. Cool, clean, look very modern, very chic. The bar, the tables. And you know what? They just opened and the place was packed. I thought I'm going down for a media night, place to be empty. No one's going to be there. They just opened. They needed some help. But you know what? Insane. If you build it, they will come. And not only did they come, Team Kosher Guru came, took the trip, went down, and we sat and met and schmoozed with the staff that was lovely. Let me tell you something. The waiters, the servers, insane. So pleasurable. There were such mensches. I'm telling you, they didn't know what to do for all of the guests in the entire tavern. But anyway, schmooze with the owner. And here we have the owner himself, David from Citra and Rose Tavern, on the air. I want to thank you so much for joining me and being on the air with us.
So happy to be here.
Awesome. So let me ask you a question. I've been to Citra and Rose many years ago. You've changed. You now moved a little bit down the block in Philadelphia. I know I'm going to pronounce it incorrectly. What is the suburb of Philadelphia where it's located?
Bala-Cynwyd.
Bala-Cynwyd. I just pronounced it Cynwyd. Silly me. Regular New Yorker messing everything up. But quick question. Citra and Rose, where does the name come from? What does it mean?
So when we decided to open the restaurant, I was originally... Frankly, I was looking to do something like a kosher Subway. I had no idea what I was doing in restaurants. I wanted to feed kosher food to the Philadelphia market. And I had friends who were in the restaurant business. They said, hey, there's this guy, Michael Solomonov. He's Jewish. He's Israeli. He's got this great restaurant. He's interested in doing kosher. He said, let's talk to him. And I got in touch with Michael Solomonov, and we started this concept. We didn't know what to call it. I wanted to call it Vintage Kosher, a steakhouse that I used to like to have, a treif place down in Long Island in my pre-kosher days. And they said, that's too dated. It doesn't mean anything. And then in the end, we picked Citron and Rose, which also doesn't mean anything. They said it was a pretty name. It represented the seasonality. They said it was fresh. It was... it was about growth and rebirth, but at the end of the day, they thought it sounded pretty, so it was Citron and Rose.
It is pretty, I get it, but let's take a step back. You wanted to make a kosher restaurant? Everyone wants to feed Jewish people. Invite them over to your house, cook for Shabbos, bowl of chulin, kugel. What were you thinking? I've been in the food business since 15 years old, and I tell everybody who wants to go into it, you're crazy. Like any good mother or daughter, you know, father wants a son or daughter to be, go to medical school, law school, accountant, whatever the entrepreneur, computers, whatever it is. But a kosher restaurant? What were you thinking?
So here's what I was thinking. I got focused on Jewish education, and I have a foundation, and we opened a school, and as with all schools, didn't have enough money, didn't have enough students, and we're in Philadelphia, we're not in New York, so how are we going to get people to be in Philadelphia? I said to my friends who were very happy with the school, why can't you get your friends to move here? They said, who's going to move to Philadelphia? There's no place to eat. You know, they were talking about the nightlife, and I said, well, so you think if I open restaurants, we're going to get people to move here and we'll have kids in the schools? They said, yeah, if you open restaurants, we have a place to eat, we have a nightlife, people will move here. So I got in the restaurant business.
Did people move here?
And they have.
Really?
Swear to God, we have Baruch Hashem. We've had people who have we come from California, come from the New York area, from St. Louis. People have moved here because when you show them that there is a quality place to eat and there's a pleasant environment, there's a place where you have a bar, you can go out and drink, you can bring your wife, you have date night. That makes all the difference. So a quality of life is what people are looking for, and with the affordability of this area compared to other, I don't want to say New York, man, and any other places where it might be a little more expensive to live, you give them a quality nightlife, and you give them good schools, and you give them affordable housing and jobs, people are come, and they have.
So I do have to say, before we walked into the restaurant, just from the outside, you're talking about date night and fun activities, you had a beautiful outdoor seating area, then you had a wine tasting going on, which is very interesting. But besides that, which I sort of liked, and I don't see it much in the kosher world, but I enjoy it, you had all kinds of board games. You had Yahtzee, you had Uno, you had chess or checkers. I don't know what else you had, and I don't know if there was Twister there, or Monopoly, or Risk, or you know, Settlers. I don't know what other games are going on there, but that's so rare. Tell us a little bit about that. Little interaction.
So that was actually a part of our promotion for our opening week. We've had last week we had a couple of days of opening events. We had a rye tasting, we had a wine tasting, and we had outdoor activities. We had a beer garden. We were trying to bring people from the community out, and so we had board games to show people that you can come to our restaurant, you can hang out, you can play, you can bring your kids, you can have a family night. Really trying to show people that we're trying to serve from 7 to 70. We're trying to serve the whole spectrum of the community, kosher, non-kosher, and trying to bring people out here to have a good time.
Now, I do want to back up a second, because you did mention if you build it, they will come. Try to build up the community. You mentioned the beautiful tzedakah that you do, this foundation, a yeshiva, and to get people to move down here, now a restaurant and nightlife. So for young couples and young families that are looking and can't afford certain areas, looking to move out over here, what are the price range? Let's try maybe, you know, speak up of the community, maybe get people interested in not only coming to check out Citroen's Tavern, but maybe checking out the community. What are the housing prices in the area over here for young couples?
So there's a great diversity in the Philadelphia area. First of all, we're right near City Avenue. Across City Avenue in Philadelphia, there's a lot of really affordable housing, and there's a growing Jewish community, observant Jewish community around the Philadelphia Yeshiva is right there. But there's also a community back. There's a JCC where there's a Chabad, and there's a synagogue, Beit HaMidrash, and they're working with the OU to be an emerging community, and they're offering incentives. If you look online, look at Beit HaMidrash, there's a really strong program that they're trying to put together to bring young families here. There's really the spectrum from very high-end housing to apartments to affordable houses for small families, for growing families. It's really a very diverse environment, and with the growth of the Jewish education in this community, there's a growing number of families that are moving here. There's also Northeast Philadelphia has a substantial and established Jewish community, and going across the bridge in New Jersey, in Cherry Hill, totally commuting distance from this area. We have a lot of clients, a lot of people who come in for the schools and for the restaurant from Cherry Hill, and there's a beautiful community there which is very affordable and very accessible to the job markets and to the housing markets in New Jersey.
Now, let's get into the tasting. So we had all the nice games outside, the wine tasting. You come in the bar to the right, insane. And I do have to say something. The tables, the furniture, the way it's decorated, I give you so much credit. I don't know who the designer was, who you got all of this really, these really cool tables and chairs from, but the place just goes. You just come in, and that word tavern, you feel you're transported to a real tavern.
So there's a story. So in last summer, actually, I have been funding these restaurants, but I'm not a restaurateur. I've been hiring managers and trying to identify people who would do the restaurants for me. And I've had a series of managers who, frankly, not mentioning any names, have not done exactly a great job for me. And so when we got to the point of doing the tavern and setting it up, we hired a restaurant decorating company, a company that does the interiors and does design for restaurants and for kitchens. And we hired them, paid them a fee, and so on. And then I got involved and realized that the project was very much going off the rails. And I halted construction. I put the brakes on everything. And I looked at what we were doing, and none of it made sense. It was not the restaurant I wanted it to be. And I happened to have just finished building a house in the area. And the decorator who I used for my house was not exactly available, but certainly willing to help me out. She did very well by me in our house. And I said to her, I said, Joanne, I'm in desperate need. I need you to come in and bail me out. And she came in and spent a week. She's not even a restaurant person, but I told her what I wanted. She knows me because I worked with her for 3 years doing my house. And she said, I can do this. And she threw away the plans that we had with this restaurant company, and she created a home for my restaurant. And so my 7-year-old, she came in here after we opened, and I walked her in, and she said, Dad, it's like home. We're like home. It's a place where I feel comfortable. The families, the friends that I have in the community, they feel like they're walking into a homey place. But Joanne, my decorator, she did an amazing job of finding things that made sense for a restaurant, but also would make people feel like they were in the Main Line, they were in the Philadelphia area.
That sounds homey, which, of course, you want it to feel. And everybody coming in will, I think, pick up on that as well. The menu, we sat down, and I'm telling you right now, I don't know what you told your crew in the kitchen, the servers, but they just kept bringing plates and plates and plates. You should have seen us. We're like, 10, 15 people, all the, these bloggers and media personalities and people. We had no idea what to eat first, what to do. It was like plate, 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 plate. Everything was amazing. You had citron wings, fried pickle coins, which happened to be delicious. Braised short rib was fantastic. The chicken schnitzel, beer braised brisket brioche, the tavern burger, the sauce. You had the special signature barbecue sauce on the burger. Was insane. Even your desserts. What is the vision of the kitchen that they're trying to portray? Because everything we had and the menu that I just read off was the menu you served us that night. And so many more dishes came out, from the chicken pot pie and the chili. What's the vision that people should feel comfortable coming and what they're going to be getting?
So the vision is, this is Citron and Rose Tavern. I know there are people who remember Citron and Rose, and it was a very exotic Eastern European menu. This is American comfort food. We're trying to feed people who are going to come in 3-4 nights a week, coming in for lunch, coming in for dinner, and we want a menu that's broad, that's going to be food that they're going to want to eat and then eat again in 2 nights. And it's going to be a menu where they bring in their family. You got 4 kids, you got your wife, maybe your mother-in-law's in town, it happens sometimes. and you want to have a menu that everyone can eat in the same place. And we really wanted to say, what are the staples of an American dinner table? We have meatloaf, we have steak, we have burgers, we have a good kids menu, we have a food for everybody, and we really wanted to find a menu that people could feel comfortable coming in over and over again.
My mother-in-law I'll take. My father-in-law, on the other hand, I'm not sure, but they will enjoy this menu. You have entrees, appetizers, so many sandwiches, dessert menu, but what is even more interesting for me as a parent, you have a kids menu. The prices are really perfectly priced. I'm actually very surprised at the pricing. Very budget conscious, very good, great value for what you're getting. The kids menu, everything under $10, insane, insane. I'm telling you right now, I just want to thank you so much for opening up my eyes to what the tavern was and inviting us down here, because we had such an enjoyable time last week. It was amazing, and I hope everyone checks you out.
Thank you so much for having come. I appreciated having you here, and I appreciate you talking about telling people about a restaurant. We'd love for people to come from all over the East Coast. We're happy to have you come in to the Philadelphia area, come and live here, go to my schools, or just come and spend the night. We're happy to have you at our bar, and just come and enjoy and eat. I'm happy to feed you.
Well, I think I'll be back, David. Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe I'll even move down to Philadelphia as we look for other communities what to move and live in. Always looking for young couples to where to go to next. I want everyone to check out Citron Rose Tavern in Philadelphia, Bala, Kenwood. I said it right, I think. Check them out on Facebook, on Instagram, on all of the social media. And of course, you go to the Kosher Guru page, see all the pictures, follow all the stories. Check them out, Citron and Rose Tavern. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Wishing everybody a great week, a good Shabbos. Peace out.
Attention denture wearers, whether full or partial. Do you want to have teeth that stay in your head? Or ones that you take out and put in a glass by the bed? Tired of denture paste that makes your food taste like waste? Weary of having teeth move in your mouth, sometimes jumping out and heading south? Do you have difficulty chewing those that used to be moving? Dr. Mark Jacobson of Midtown Dental Services has answers for you. Teeth in a day or dental implants can have you smiling in no time at all. Hobble in, a dental cripple, and walk out with a beautiful smile. No longer will you have to suffer patchwork dentistry, teeth that hurt, or being unable to smile. Teeth in a day can be done while you sleep. Call Dr. Mark Jacobson, 212-697-3946. That's 212-697-3946. Dr. Jacobson is located at 211 East 43rd Street, one block from Grand Central Station.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else?
Stop into Greater Windows and Doors at 1302 60th Street in Brooklyn. You can call them at 718-972-2626.
It's really too bad that the first time you'll meet Kings County Auto Body is by accident. Accidents do happen, and Kings County, the collision damage auto accident experts, will do a bang-up job to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Kings County Auto Body is one of New York's largest independent precision collision and auto body shops, serving Brooklyn, Manhattan, Catskills, Lakewood, Monroe, Teaneck, and other areas in the New York, New Jersey region. They offer free computerized estimates as well as pickup and drop-off service. Let the many years of experience with insurance companies and damage adjusters help you save money, and aggravation insurance provided loan of cars are also available. Take it from me. When my car needed TLC to get moving again, it was King County to the rescue. From collision and glass repairs to parts and services to body work, Kings County Auto Body at 168 Woolworth Street in Brooklyn gets the job done right. For the right price, foreign or domestic, all work is guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle. Just for Wheels Car, Truck, and Van Rental at 1081 McDonald Avenue in the Borough Park and Flatbush area is now under New Hampshire management. Renting a vehicle has never been easier. Keep on trucking with Just for Wheels. They have all the new Ford Transit cargo and jumbo vans, pickup trucks, as well as brand new 2017 trucks from 16 feet to 26 feet with liftgate. They also have refrigerated trucks as well. Of course, they have brand new mid-size and full-size luxury cars, SUVs, minivans, and 15-passenger vehicles. If it moves and has wheels, Just for Wheels will rent it to you. They're the wheel thing. Just for Wheels also offers free pickup and drop-off and one-way rentals to and from Muncie, Lakewood, Monroe, and Brooklyn. If your car is in an accident, they will bill directly to all insurance companies. Open daily from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m., Fridays till 4, and Sundays till 5 p.m. Just for Wheels at 1081 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn, 109 Route 59 in Muncie. For more information, call 718-377-2500. That's 718-377-2500. Now also open in Williamsburg at 88 Walworth Street.
Attention property managers and building owners. Is your boiler down? Are your tenants calling 311? Do you need professional boiler service right away? Then call Positive Heating at 718-629-4000. Since 1977, Positive Heating has installed thousands of boilers and provided excellent service at affordable prices to large apartment buildings in New York City. Thinking of converting your boiler? Call us at 718-629-4000 or visit us online at positiveheating.com. Take a positive approach and call Positive Heating at 718-629-4000, a family business that keeps families warm.
KZN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.